Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something that, well, it quietly plays a massive role in the building products industry. The power of quality marketing materials. I mean, in such a competitive space, how do you actually gain an edge?
Right.
Often it really comes down to those tangible things your potential customers take away with them.
Yeah, exactly. Think about it. You leave a showroom, or maybe you finish a big presentation. What's the physical thing that lingers?
The brochure. The color card.
Those things, those marketing materials, they sort of become this silent advocate, don't they? Continuing to make your case long after you, the salesperson, have left the room.
And for this deep dive to really get under the skin of this, we're actually drawing on some, well, deep experience, including insights from the True Colors podcast.
Yes, sponsored by Signum Dorn Color.
Exactly. And Dorn Color, they have this fascinating history, nearly a century, 99 years, right here in Cleveland, totally immersed in color marketing.
99 years. That's right. That's quite a perspective.
It really is. And it gives them this unique lens on why accurate color specifically is just so critical in these materials.
It's fascinating, you know, when you consider that near century of Dorn Color's experience.
Yeah.
It really shows how the fundamentals hold true. These materials really are like a silent salesperson.
Silent salesperson. I like that.
Yeah, they're always working for you.
Yeah.
Providing info, reinforcing the brand, especially during what can be a really long evaluation period for customers.
Okay, let's dig into that idea a bit more, that silent salesperson. Think about the very first moment someone interacts with your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
A brochure they grab, maybe a color sample they pick up. That immediate impression, it's formed by the physical quality, isn't it?
Absolutely. The weight of the paper, how it feels.
Yeah, the feel and the vibrancy of the colors. Are they accurate? Does the finish seem durable?
And that initial sort of tactile and visual hit is way more significant than we often give it credit for. As Dorn Color's history probably shows time and again, these small details send really powerful signals. Customers, maybe subconsciously, they sort of extrapolate.
Extrapolate from the brochure to the building.
Kind of, yeah. The perceived quality of the marketing materials gets mapped onto the actual quality of the building products, or even the company itself.
Yeah.
A flimsy sample. Yeah. It might unfortunately trigger some doubts.
Like they're cutting corners on the samples. Maybe they cut corners elsewhere.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You wonder, like Dorn Color has probably seen countless times, if that lack of attention to detail carries over into manufacturing or service.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like working backward in the customer's mind. Let's get specific, though. Steel buildings, big purchase.
A huge purchase.
So you get a color chart. It's on thin paper, maybe easily torn, and the colors look muddy, off.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just instantly erode your confidence a bit, especially in something needing structural integrity?
It absolutely does. Conversely, imagine Dorn Color's expertise would definitely back this up. Getting a really substantial color sample card, true-to-life colors, maybe even a realistic texture printed on it, that immediately gives you a sense of quality, of reliability. It sets a positive expectation for the actual building.
And what about something like windows and doors? It seems simpler, but color matters there too.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Think about shades of white. Sounds trivial, maybe, but distinguishing between, say, an Arctic white and a pure white, or bright white.
Yeah, homeowners really care about that for matching trim and everything.
Exactly. So if your marketing material is drawing on that kind of deep color knowledge, Dorn Color has built over 99 years, if they accurately capture those subtle nuances.
You're showing you get it. You pay attention to detail.
Precisely. And this really highlights a key insight, something firms like Dorn Color understand deeply from being in the trenches. In building products, color often isn't just, you know, a preference. It's a spec. A specification.
Ah, right. It needs to be exact.
So accurate color representation in your marketing. It's not just nice to have. It can literally be the deciding factor when a customer has two options side by side.
Which brings us to paint and stains. You see the big players investing heavily in their fan decks, their color cards. And Dorn Color would surely know they often use applied color chips, right? Not just printed ink.
Yes, and that's a crucial distinction.
What's the real benefit there? Is it worth the cost?
Well, what's really insightful and something Dorn Color's history in precise color matching would emphasize is authenticity. Those applied chips give a much truer feel for the final color.
More like the real paint on the wall.
Exactly. That tangible accuracy builds huge trust. It tackles that big worry customers have.
Hmm.
Will the color I pick from this card actually look like this on my wall? It just removes a barrier.
Okay, so I can picture it. A homeowner maybe spreading out fan decks from three different companies on their table. The one that looks and feels most accurate, where the colors seem truly representative, that's the one that makes them feel confident, less uncertain.
That's it. It's a real, tangible competitive advantage built purely on accuracy. Something Dorn Color has basically been championing for, well, almost a century.
And it goes beyond just looking good initially, right? For something like steel buildings again.
Absolutely. Think long term. That color accuracy in the marketing materials provides crucial assurance. What if you need to expand 5 years later or build another matching structure?
You need the exact same color.
Right. Your original accurate color card becomes the reference point. It's quality control over time for the customer. That kind of reliability, that's gold. And it's something a company like Dorn Color, focused on color consistency, really gets.
Okay, so we've established the importance of the materials themselves, but let's talk about the journey. After that first meeting, you said these things keep working.
That's such a critical point to grasp. Because buying building products, it's usually not an impulse decision.
No, definitely not. Lots of people involved sometimes.
Exactly. Homeowners, contractors, maybe architects, designers. And there's always a period of research, comparison, deliberation.
Right.
During that whole extended phase, your brochures, your samples, all that takeaway stuff, it's your proxy. It's representing you in rooms you're not in conversations you're not part of.
Can you give us another scenario? Make it concrete.
Okay, back to the paint example. Homeowner takes a three different color cards home.
Mm-hmm.
They take them to the wall. They look at them in morning light, afternoon light, under artificial light at night.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Right. And the quality and accuracy of the color on your card directly impacts how they perceive your paint in those real settings. If your whites look dingy on the card or your bold colors look flat compared to what they expect.
You've lost an advantage right there, even if the paint itself is great.
Exactly. It's like, as Dorn Color's experience would surely confirm, bad marketing can actually undermine a perfectly good product. It sets the wrong expectation.
That makes total sense. And what about bigger projects like those steel building planning meetings?
Yeah, complex scenarios, maybe multiple decision makers around a table. Having really well-produced color charts, clear specification sheets, it becomes invaluable.
Because they speak for you.
They provide clear, reliable, accurate information when you might not be there to explain it. That clarity, driven by accurate representation, is a powerful advocate.
And architects, designers, they're key influencers. How do these materials affect their choices?
Architects and designers, they're constantly evaluating options for clients. They need to trust the materials they specify.
Sure.
So when your color cards, your finish samples, when they look and feel high quality, and crucially, represent the colors accurately. The kind of accuracy Dorn Color has spent 99 years perfecting it sends a strong signal.
What kind of signal?
It signals commitment to design, attention to detail, quality. It makes them more confident recommending your products to their clients. It can definitely sway their choices.
Okay, so it really sounds like investing in these premium, color-accurate materials, maybe even working with an expert like Dorn Color with that long history. It's not just about looking pretty. It's not an expense line item.
No, not at all. It's a strategic business investment. Period.
An investment? How so?
Because it yields measurable returns. These materials are active participants in the sales process, right through the customer journey. They can be the thing, that little detail that tips a project your way.
So in a market where, let's face it, a lot of building products can look pretty similar at first glance,
mm-hmm.
The quality and importantly, the fidelity of your marketing materials can be that key differentiator, the thing that makes someone commit.
That's the core insight, really.
Mm.
Unless someone buys on pure impulse, which is rare for building products,
yeah.
Those takeaway materials are your most persistent representative.
Your constant advocate.
Yeah. They need to stand out. They need to accurately show your colors, your finishes, and they need to reflect the quality the customer expects from the actual product. It's a principle companies like Dorn Color have basically built their entire business around.
And it comes down to ROI? Return on investment?
Absolutely. The successful companies in this industry, they get it. They understand these materials generate real results. A perfectly produced color card might be the reason you land a huge contract.
Or a really comprehensive, accurate fan deck becomes the go-to tool for a busy designer.
Exactly. Fostering loyalty, generating repeat business, it all connects.
So, wrapping this up, the big message seems clear. When color and finish are critical, and in building products, they almost always are, Your marketing materials absolutely must mirror that commitment to excellence.
Yes. It's about showing meticulous attention to detail right from the very first touch point.
It communicates quality across the board.
Precisely. By making sure your cards, your decks, your samples are accurate, attractive, and high quality, you're sending a fundamental message about your brand's commitment to precision. It aligns perfectly with, you know, the kind of expertise built up over 99 years by Signum Dorn Color.
So yeah, it's really clear. Quality, color-accurate marketing materials, they aren't a minor detail, not at all. They're vital tools. Powerful and maybe often overlooked members of your sales team.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Next time you encounter marketing materials, maybe for anything, take a second look. What are they really communicating beyond the surface? About the product, about the company? Especially now, understanding these principles. Maybe informed a bit by the perspective of longstanding experts like Dorn Color. How does that change how you evaluate them?
That's a great final thought. Consider that long-term echo, the impact these silent salespeople have on trust, on confidence, and ultimately on those big buying decisions. Really fascinating stuff. Thanks for this deep dive.